Hello there. I am the Projectionist, and welcome to my sinister Tales of Terror.
Hi friends, Vic Sage here. I'm really glad you could drop by the vault and pay a visit. I know everything is safe here, but it can get kind of creepy all by your lonesome. Obviously, I am not the projectionist. He is out this week. He's feeling under the weather. But he did ask me to meet you here and share one of his stories. He also left me a list of things I am supposed to do before reading this week's tale. So, let's get started. Okay, step one. Do not touch any of my films, you simpering dullard. Wow, getting insulted on the air and he isn't even here. Step two, lower the lights. All right. Well, now it's too dark to see. Let me turn on my wrist lamp. Step three, light a match first, dolt. The candles are next to my chair. Here you go. I'll let you hold this candle. My lamp will work just fine. Step four, secure the vault door to ensure no escape as possible. That is rather creepy. I honestly believe the projectionist is incapable of approaching anything without making it sound sinister. You know what I mean? Step 5. If one of the guests happens to be of 6 foot in height or greater, I need thigh bones for a little experiment. So take my crowbar from behind my chair and bash in their... How about we just get to that story, right? Holy cow. The projectionist was kind enough to mark it for me. I don't think I would be able to find it otherwise. I mean, really, look at the size of this book. Here it is. The story for this week is entitled The Accident. It was 1 a.m. and Guy Halverson sat in his dark living room. He hadn't moved for over an hour. The accident earlier that evening kept playing over and over in his mind. The light turned red, but he was in a hurry and accelerated. An orange blur came from his right, and in a split second, there was a violent jolt. Then, the bicyclist rolled across his hood and fell out of sight on the pavement. Horns blared angrily, and he panicked, stepping on the gas and screeching away from the chaos into the darkness, shaken and keeping an eye on his rearview mirror until he got home. "Why did you run, you idiot?" He'd never committed a crime before this, and punished himself by imagining years in jail, his career gone, his family gone, his future gone. Why not just go to the police right now? You can afford a lawyer. Then, someone tapped on the front door, and his world suddenly crumbled away beneath him. "They found me." There was nothing he could do but answer it. Running would only make matters worse. His body trembling, he got up, went to the door, and opened it. A police officer stood under the porch light. "Mr. Halverson?" asked the grim officer. He let out a defeated sigh. "Yes, I am terribly sorry, but I'm afraid I have some bad news. Your son's bike was struck by a hit-and-run driver this evening. He died at the scene. I'm very sorry for your loss." Friends, have you ever noticed it storms around the vault? Like, all the time? That was pretty creepy, huh? Short and sweet, I guess they would say. The projectionist left a comment here saying that we need to thank Alan Chaffee. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Of Seattle, Washington. He also mentions to credit the story to Minboy on Reddit. Well, thanks to Minboy for such a creepy story, and I guess to Alan for sharing it. For you fans of the podcast, the Retroist and I are working on getting the Projectionist's Sinister Tales of Terror up on iTunes. I know the Projectionist is getting impatient, but these things take time. Also, I know my co-host from the Saturday Frights podcast would never ask this, but if you do like the show, share it with your friends. Keep sending in those wonderful short stories. You can reach The Projectionist on Facebook at Projectionist Haunted Drive-In. So please, check back next week for a new episode of The Projectionist's Sinister Tales of Terror.
This has been a Retroist production. Sleep well, and goodbye.